We're back at it on the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. We're getting set. Game 4 of 6, Shockers and the Biscuits. And it's time for today's Friday pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. And as always, on Fridays, we're joined by Shockers manager Fidel Pena. Fidel, appreciate you taking the time.
As always, my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
It is such a big stretch of baseball right now. Shockers are 2.5 up for the final playoff spot. 16 to go in a big series here with the Biscuits on the road in Rocket City, back home against the M-Braves. How exciting is it to finish out this season the way that it is, playing such high-pressure environments out here in Biloxi?
Definitely good to be, you know, competing at this stage of the season, you know, and like to be ahead, like for a few games. Big responsibility, you know, to keep playing good baseball and to just keep going out there and competing and winning some games.
You look in that clubhouse right now and you look up and down the roster. What do you see as sort of the state of this team with 16 to go?
I mean, I see a big group of guys, you know, that have taken the challenge of making this playoff push, you know, and making this possible. Guys that are going, you know, the extra mile, whether it is, you know, like playing like a lot of games in a row, like pitching, like, consistently, you know, like multiple innings out of the bullpen and stuff like that, like getting out of the roles, you know, like just to be able to contribute to this team, you know, being successful in this stretch.
How proud are you of this team? Like you said, guys are pitching and stepping out of roles. Guys are playing everywhere in the field, and it's a lot of baseball. Everyone else entering today is 15 to go. Shocker's going to play one extra next week. They have 16 to go.
I mean, it's always good to see, you know, like, good to have guys that are, you know, willing to do that and just be there for the team and just, like, whatever you ask them to do, you know, they'll do it and they'll always put the team first. So that's definitely a good thing to have in your team.
How much does that represent what a winning team is like in that clubhouse?
I mean, they said that good teams are, like, you know, always full of guys that are, you know, unselfish and that are willing to do things for the team and put the team first, you know. So that's just good to have, you know, a good group of guys, good mix of young guys and veteran guys, you know, that are, you know, pushing each other, you know, to be better every day and just going out there and giving it all, you know, for the team.
Dylan O'Reilly's in the leadoff spot tonight. 59 stolen bases this year between High A Wisconsin, Double A Biloxi, one away from becoming the 15th Brewers minor league player ever to 60 stolen bases in a single season. I know I've asked you a lot about how much that speed is an asset, but how much does he just have the ability to put pressure on opposing teams with that stolen base ability?
I mean, definitely a good tool to have, you know, like those are guys that can impact the game in a big way, you know, like they get ahead and all of a sudden it becomes a double or maybe a triple. So definitely a good tool to have. And like he's also a very smart base runner, you know, like he knows when to run and he knows like what to look for in the pitchers, you know, like for him to take off and have good jumps consistently.
Out in the back end of the bullpen, you have a number of guys who are working in different roles throughout the year. Shane Smith made a relief appearance of a couple of innings. Caleb Bowman and Russell Smith, both multi-inning guys. But you're kind of big three horses out of that back end. Justin Yeager, Harold Chirino, Blake Holub. Chirino and Holub down from AAA. How big are those additions to the back end of the bullpen here late?
Definitely, like you said, just big additions. Like those are guys that have a lot of experience and we know that they're going to help us, you know, a lot during those late inning, you know, tight games and just to help us keep lead and you know, just help us stay in the games and just have a chance to win. So definitely, you know, blessed to have those guys out there. Those guys came down from AAA and they have been in a great state of mind and they have, like, brought the energy and just come here to keep working and keep doing the thing.
How about Justin Yeager in that closure role? I know we added the sweeper a couple weeks ago, and that's really seemed to take his game to the next level. Enters today as the league leader in saves.
I mean, definitely good to see, you know, like something that you try like during the season and then you start seeing results right away. Like, that's definitely good to see. Pumped for him to continue to, you know, to be consistent and doing what he's been doing with us all year and just continue to be that tough pitcher out there and that's going to come in consistently and throw strikes and, you know, just challenge the opposing hitters.
Down the stretch run for you guys, is there one big thing you're seeing as the key that can kind of unlock really good stretch of baseball here to end the year?
Just definitely, you know, it's the end of August right now. We know that everybody's is tired. So just like I would say, the guys taking care of their bodies and making sure that they get their rest. making sure that they come in here early and they continue to stretch, you know, and just, you know, really managing their workload on the field and stuff like that, making sure that we leave some of the energy for the game, you know, we don't take it all in practice. And just staying together as a group and continue to push and, you know, be positive and continue to be good teammates.
Fidel, appreciate the time as always.
Thank you. My pleasure.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shecker's Biscuits coming your way next.